Hallelujah. Come on, help me. Hallelujah.
Shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he gave to love me so. He looked beyond every one of my faults and saw my need. I shall forever lift these old eyes to Calvary, to view that cross where Jesus died for you and me. How marvelous the grace that on my falling self, he looked beyond. He looked beyond. He looked beyond every one of my faults and saw my need.
Take it away, Reverend Smith. Sing it, Reverend Smith. Come on, you was right there with me, girl. Don't you start now.
Prayer closet this morning. Hallelujah. Those of you with your Bibles, would you please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1. I do give all praises, honor, glory to God our Father. I thank Him for this beautiful time. I thank Him for being God all by Himself. Sister Ruth, you know you owe me. Told you. Those of you that have strength in your legs and don't mind standing, please stand. As you turn to 1 Samuel, we will make our proclamation on this morning. Let's hold our Bibles high. And repeat after me. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that He may prove His word in my life today. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 1. Together, let's read verses 12 through 18. 1 Samuel chapter 1. Verses 12 through 18. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. When you have found it, please say amen. Amen. Let us read. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. And now Hannah, she spake in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, No, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count thy none handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken hitherto. And Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee that thou hast asked of him. And she said, Let thine handmaiden find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And think with me shortly from this subject, Hannah's heart. Hannah's heart.
All right, Hannah's heart.
Hannah's heart.
My Lord.
I want every woman to stand. I want every female to stand. Amen. Look at another. Men, today ain't y'all day, so y'all just look. Repeat after me. Girlfriend,
I don't
always wear my feelings on my face. You may be seated.
Amen.
In the earlier verses, Hannah's husband, Elkanah, had seen that she was not as excited as the other woman. There was two women in the same household. We already know that's a problem, don't we? The other woman had a whole lot of children and Hannah had none. But yet Hannah was always given extra because he loved her more than he loved the other woman. However, when it was time to go to the temple, Hannah came in and she began to pour her heart out. There's times in our lives, there's some women who pray for children. And then there's other women who pray because they have children. There's some women who want children. And others are trying to figure out why they have so many children. But let me tell you, as Brother Lovett says, things happen when mama pray. When mama get on her knees, she knows how to call God like no other time. When mama gets on her knees, heaven stands still to see what mama is talking about. Everybody benefits when mama pray. Somebody say, pray, mama. Somebody say, pray, mama. When
fold her arms and she just walked. Somebody say she just walked. Somebody say she just walked. See, when you got so many things in your heart, the heart is so full, you don't know what to ask God first. But oh, when you kneel down and say, Lord, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. Have you been there? Have you been there? Hallelujah. Hannah's down there. Elkanah want her to be happy, but she can't be happy. Elkanah want her to recognize how much he loves her. She knows how much he loves her, but there is something else. And she said, Lord, nobody knows the trouble I'm seeing. Nobody can feel my pain. Hannah has a private conversation. Anybody had one of those conversations? I'm talking to the women. Y'all ever had to pray like that? Mm-hmm. See, sometimes even here in church, so many things is going on. And you before the Lord and you keep saying, Lord, why? Lord, why? That's why it says in James 5:16, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. When mama take out all the telephone calls, when mama take out all the mess that folks is saying about her kids, and she get down and she say, Lord, you know like nobody else knows. When mama can kneel down and say, Lord, I know you know all about them because you made them. Lord, I know what they're doing. I know you know where they are. Because you know what? When mama don't see her kid, she said, Lord, go see where my son is. Go see where my daughter is. I can't get to them, but I'll put them in your hands a long time ago. Hallelujah. Some of us today is living on mama's prayers, aren't we? Mama prayed for us before we got grown. Mama stood for us when we couldn't stand for ourselves. And it's only because of mama that we're standing right here, right now. Say, Lord, I thank you. Somebody say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. So we look in our lesson. Hannah's on her knees. She's at the temple. See, you know what? In Eli. Eli was the priest. But just because he was the priest didn't mean he knew everything. Just because he was a priest, he ain't never been where Hannah was. He didn't know what Hannah was feeling. Hallelujah. Sometimes when we get in church, we sit around and we try to make judgments about each other. Don't even know where they coming from. If you ain't been in my shoes, you ain't felt my pain. If you ain't been where I've been, you can't tell me where I need to go. Hallelujah. Eli over there looking at her. Just making all kind of judgments. Sisters, how many times have we been wrong about another sister just because of the way they look? How many times have we burned bad bread on somebody we didn't know anything about? Hallelujah. We just looked at them. And then sometimes men make a judgment because your skirt is too short or because your cleavage is short. Didn't nobody know you didn't have nothing that's clean in your house. You came like you had it. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, don't be so quick to pass judgment. Eli standing in the corner trying to talk about her. His heart, wasn't nothing wrong with his heart. He's standing in the corner trying to make judgment. He had all the kids he was going to have. He didn't feel that woman's pain. And Hannah is on her knees. What'd you say, brother loving? When mama get down to pray, hallelujah, clouds stop moving. When mama get down to pray, the sun don't move no more. When mama get down to pray, angels quit singing. When mama kneel down to pray, ain't nobody else praying. The Lord say, shut up. I got to hear what my daughter is talking about. Hannah's heart is full. You ever try to pray when your heart is full? It goes like this. Excuse me, y'all, I'm praying. For me, it'd be, Lord, you know I don't know where my son is, but God, I know you know where he is. Lord God Almighty. See, y'all ain't never prayed no prayer. It's like when you go in your kitchen You know when you lay down, you just had a loaf of bread and about three eggs, and you got to stand at the refrigerator. And the Lord tell you, get on over there. I saved some rice in the back of the covenant. Get on over there. I got a little meal over there. Get on back there. It's a piece of meat in the freezer you didn't eat last week. And before you know it, after you had stood. How many of you know he prepared the table before you in the presence of the people who didn't think you had nothing to eat? How many of y'all know I ain't lying today? Yeah. Eli making judgment. Hannah said, wait a minute. You ain't been where I been?
Yeah.
You ain't going where I'm going. See, let me tell you, sometimes you have to tell church folk to get out of your business.
All right.
It's sanctified. Tell them to get out of your business.
All right.
Don't be trying to see how long I'm crying. You don't know why I'm crying. Don't try to count my tears. You ain't been where I've been. Don't try to make no judgment. Ask me. The emotion you used to see, don't ask my neighbor. They can't tell you what I'm going through. When you want to know what's going on, ask me. Ask me. When you want to know what I'm waiting for, ask me. Don't go to God about my business. That's a private conversation between me and God. Don't be ear. Sometimes when we got altar prayer, somebody be ear hustling on our prayers. You ain't need to ear hustling. If God wanted you to know what I needed, he would have told me to tell you. Somebody say, pray, Hannah. Hannah's down. Hannah's praying. And her heart is overflowing. Child of God, let me tell you, if you ain't never been there, keep on living. There will come a time in your life when the words just lock up in your throat. There will come a time in your life when you don't know which way to turn. There will come a time in your life when you would call on God if you just knew what to call him. When you need shoes, when you need money for gas, when you need a roof over your head, when you need rent money, gas money, grocery money, when you need everything at the same time, the words will lock up and all you can do is like the songwriter said, if I couldn't say a word, I'd just wave my hand. Anybody have to wave their hand? When your back is up against the wall and you don't know which wall you're up against, all you need to do is wave your hand. Can somebody wave their hand today? Can you wave your hand today? Hannah was down. Somebody say, pray, Hannah. But let me tell you, when you pray like Hannah pray, the scripture says it like this. Delight yourself in the Lord. And he will give you the desires of your heart. If you can turn off the world and just talk to God. If you can just be faithful when it's dark time. If you can just be faithful in the thunderstorm. If you can be faithful in the midnight. The scripture says weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. I tell you, if you will be faithful at midnight, God will bring joy in the morning. If you will be faithful when the thunderstorm, he will bring sunshine in the morning. If you will be faithful while you're full, he'll give you joy when it's empty. If you would just give God all of your activity now, he'll save you some for later. But you got to be faithful and know how to pray. Hannah was down there.
Yeah.
Today, as all manner of evil is stacked up against the women of the world, as all manner of evil is hitting not only the women but the men of God, as we are band together, and they're trying to tear down our God limb from limb, trying to discredit all that we know about Jesus our Savior, and they're trying to still take In God We Trust off our money, and they're trying to just condemn all of the Ten Commandments. God needs women who will pray and get a prayer through. He needs somebody that don't mind bending that knee and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We got any prayer warriors in the house? Any prayer warriors in the house? See, you know you're a prayer warrior. Because a prayer warrior, it don't take them 5 minutes to get a prayer through. A prayer warrior can do one of them arrow prayers and say, Jesus. And he say, here I come. They can say, Jesus, here I am. Jesus, I'm already on it. Jesus. Hannah is down.
Jesus.
And then she sets the record straight. You ever had to set the record straight on somebody?
Yeah.
See, you don't know anything about this. But when you're growing up in the hood, hallelujah, they think daddy ain't no good. Your mama ain't, they tell you, your mama ain't no good. You're just like your mama. But they don't know, baby, when God got a call on your life, it doesn't care if mama was a prostitute or a whore. Don't care if daddy was a pimp or a preacher. When God put a call on your life, nobody cares. No matter what they call you, you better get in the record and find what God called you. He said you are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. You better know what God called you. They might call you trash. God called you a treasure. Hannah said, don't put that on me. Don't put that on me. They tried to tell us that you were nothing but a tramp because you had a baby out of wedlock. You better ask somebody. God said, look at here. I'll be the one that raised him up. I'll be the one that will take care of your baby. Don't stop there. But call me what God calls me. And my God calls me blessed. Somebody say, pray, Hannah.
Pray.
Hannah did not let Eli stamping her spirit. She said, I'm going to God and I'm asking God. And then Eli had to check himself and he had to go back and say, you know what? You keep on praying. So my word to the women today, if you don't have what you want from God, keep on praying. If you're not where you want to be,
yeah,
or where you think God wants you to be,
yeah,
keep on praying. If you don't have all God told you you was going to get, keep on praying. And then if you got what he promised you, keep on praying. Keep on praying. Do I have any women? Keep on praying. If the sun is shining, keep on praying. If it's storming in your house, keep on praying. If you got some money, keep on praying. If you ain't got no money, keep on praying. If you married, pray for your husband. If you ain't married, pray for your husband. But keep on praying. Tell somebody, keep on praying. We're looking at the word today. I'm still at the word. Verse 18, hallelujah. She said, let thy handmaiden find grace in thy sight.
Yes.
See, child of God, Hannah said, look here. Eli, I'm glad you're here, but I ain't coming to talk to you. I know you're in position, but I'm not coming to talk to you. I came to make a God connection. See, that's what it's about, child of God. We need to make a God connection. You don't have to pray and sound so eloquent. You don't have to pray and use big old words. But can you say, Lord, have mercy. Jesus, I love you. Father, I need you. See, that's the prayer. Jesus, do you hear me? Jesus. And then we find Hannah made a vow. Made a vow to the Lord before. She said, Lord, if you give me a man child, I'll give him back to you.
Yeah.
See, the Bible says it like this in Ecclesiastes, I think it's chapter 5. It's better to make, not to make a vow, than to make one and break it. Catch your breath. Catch your breath. Let me say that again. It's better not to make a vow, than to make one and break it. See, some of us was in darkness. And we said, Lord, if you get me out of this, I won't be in it no more. And you found yourself doing worse afterwards. Some of us say, Lord, if you just give me some extra, I'm going to be a tither. And you ain't tithed one time, and now you need some extra money. We say, Lord, we made a vow. Lord, if you just bless me with a car, I'll get to church on Sunday. And now you're coming to church, but you're coming late. You made a vow, and you broke it. So keep on moving. Keep on praying. He brought us through 2007. And we said, God, I'm going to be better for you in 2008. And we have not moved any farther in 2008 than we were when he dropped us out in 2007. But somebody said, keep on praying.
Keep on praying. Keep on praying.
Hannah. Can I talk about Hannah? Hannah was on her knees. She said, Lord, they're talking about me at home. Lord, I ain't got nobody but you. Lord, I've done everything I need to do. I don't know anything else. Lord, all I ask for is a man child. Lord, just open my womb one time. been asking for a whole lot, God. All I want is one child, Lord. Lord, I just need your favor on me right now. Oh, you know, some days my days is rough. And then, Lord, sometimes my night is even rougher. Sometimes the hills is so hard to climb. God, my heart is so full of, oh, Lord, God Almighty. Lord, when I look to the left, they laughing at me. When I look to the right, they laughing at me. God, I don't care what they say about me, but God, if you would just shine on me one time. God, if you would just let the light of your love stop by my house one time. I can hear Hannah, her heart is just pouring. She said, God, I'll get this baby and I'll give him back to you. I won't just take him, but I'll drop him off in your house. I can hear Hannah's heart. She said, Lord, just trust me one time. I've been trusting you all my life. God, I don't know any other God but you. Oh, Father, I'm just calling on you right now. And Hannah's heart is just bursting. Have your heart ever burst before? Have your heart ever broke before? Have you ever called on God before? Whatever fiber of your being, have you just stood there and say, Lord, I don't know what else to say, so I'll just stand there. Have you ever had to stand? Anybody had to stand for their family? Anybody had to stand until you get tired? And when you get so tired, you find yourself leaning up against the wall and you're still standing. I want you to feel Hannah's problem. I want you to feel Hannah's pain. And Hannah just stood. But I want you to know, when Hannah went down, she came in saying, but she came out happy. She said, I done talked to God. Yes. And he told me everything was all right. Yes. I talked to God. And he said, don't worry, I already got you covered. I talked to God. And he said, just a few more rides and say another thought. I talked to God. And he told me everything is all right. See, when you pray to God and you pray right, he'll let you know everything is all right. Did he tell you that? Did he tell you that when you called on him and you called him right? He said, don't worry, I'll send your answer and I'll send it to you right now. When Hannah went down, she wasn't pregnant, but she knew she was going to be. Do I have any women in the press line right now? Are you praying about anything? I need you to stand. If you got any prayer that ain't answered, I need you to stand right now. See, y'all ain't praying. Women, y'all ain't praying. Y'all ain't praying. We got to move. I need you to move quickly. Get to another woman right now. Get to another woman right now. Come on, get to a woman right now. Come on, get to a woman and hold her hand. Get to a woman and hold her hand. Men, I need you to stand. Brothers, I need you to stand. I need you to stand, brothers. See, y'all ain't moving right now. And if you don't know what you is, I need you to stand. You need to be holding somebody by the hand right now. Men need to be holding men. Women need to be holding women. But I don't want nobody standing by themselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. And repeat after me. God told me to tell you. He told me to tell you. He told me to tell you. This day, you will receive what he told you to get. This day, we tell him this day, you will receive the answer to your prayer. Tell him this day, God told me to tell you, you will receive the answer to your prayer. This day. Say, y'all ain't this day. Somebody say this day. Somebody say this day. Somebody say this day. You will receive the answer to your prayer. Pray on Hannah. Pray on Hannah. You may be seated. Look at her. Look at her. See, y'all ain't praying. pray for you. When Eli told her, go on down, you already got it. God told me to tell you, whatever you've been praying for, this day you will receive it. Are you glad about it? Are you glad about it? He said, this day. How many of y'all need a this day? How many of y'all need a this day? He said, this day. I don't know how you came in, but you ought to go out happy. Brother Lovett, you ought to be happy today. So you can stand and say, I remember mama was good to me. But somebody's mama, they ain't glad they gone. They're not even glad they're here. But if you got a mama that used to be here and you can still love her, your heart don't need to be sad. Your heart needs to be glad. What would your life been if you didn't have that mama? Yes. What would your life would have been if you never met mama? This ain't a time for sadness. But you can say, thank God mama was here. Thank God mama is here. I just came to tell you, even today, as we gather here, I'm not going to play Eli. I don't know what's on your mind. I'm not trying to read your face. But I can tell you this. Just as God sent Jesus through 42 generations, he will answer your prayer. Just as God walked Jesus through the fiery darts, he will answer your prayer. Just as God covered him through 39 stripes, all the meat beaten off his back, he will cover you. Just as God stood there and watched his son being on the cross from the sixth until the ninth hour, he will answer you. And just as God allowed his son to be laid in a borrowed tomb, he will answer you. And just like God allowed his son to lay there all Friday night, all day Saturday, all Saturday night, he will answer you. And just like God got his son up on the third day with all power in his hand, he will answer you. Hannah, keep on praying. Eli, keep on looking. Church of St. John, you keep on moving. God said, I will answer you. He said he will answer. And if you read Hannah's prayer and put your name in it, he said, I'll answer you. When you're feeling a sad day, remember Hannah. Pour your heart out to him. Pour your heart out to him. And he said, I'll take you from darkness into light. I'll take you from sadness into joy. He said, I'll turn your mourning into dancing. If you just call on me in your day of trouble, I will deliver you. Vow and don't break it. Whatever you promise him in the thunderstorm, make sure you do what you promise in the sunshine. The doors of the church are open. Hallelujah. You may come by letter, Christian Experience, candidate for baptism.